And it is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Glad you guys can join me here tonight. Doing a show early. I was going to wait till tomorrow to do one because I don't plan on doing anything tomorrow night because I'm probably working. but happy New Year's to each and every 1,001 follower. Everybody that took the time to punch the button or click the button or whatever you do on your tablet or computer, Mac or whatever it is, phone. Thank you for following me for 365 days, although we just hit over 1,000 this month in December, but it goes up and down occasionally. But I want to thank you, even the ones who just kind of catch the show, don't follow. Maybe you're on iTunes or Stitcher, or you just catch it from the Facebook page or on Twitter. Thank you, guys. It's been a long year. It's been definitely a long year. So this show is dedicated, kind of, to why I am glad 2014 is finally coming to an end, because this has been a year of so many things that have happened. It's happened in the news, you know, in the world, music, all that kind of stuff. You know, I'll throw a little bit of that in there. We're going to try to keep it an hour because another thing, I think I'm probably going to get a call at 11 o'clock and then I'll have to leave and go to work. That's one of the kind of good, bad things in 2014 with my job. You know, earlier back in the summer, I was uncertain about my job because some things had happened that I wasn't too certain what was going to happen. And now I've been pushed into the to the forefront, and it's almost more than I can bear, because I'm sitting here right now, you guys don't do it, and I'm looking at some work and some schedules and things I have to do, and when January 1st hits, y'all might not ever hear from me again, because my schedules completely fall apart at that point. And there's going to be a ton of stuff that has to be done work wise. And of course, I still have my family obligations and just a lot, you know, for all you people, you know, who are working and working mothers, working fathers, family units, you know, it's hard. You know, the struggle is real. And but, you know, hopefully things will settle down and I will, and thing is, having a new job, a new position during the holidays, and you kind of thrown, into it, you know, with minimal training. And with that being said, my boss goes on vacation, you know, and, it's been difficult. And I'm right now, I'm not really happy, with what's going on. And I don't know how much longer I can maintain this level of productivity, if I'm really being productive. But I'm not going to get on that. It's a blessing, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have jobs and that are looking for jobs. But if you don't have a job, you're looking for a job, and you live in my area, give me a call. I have a job for you. I have a job for you, baby. But like I said, there's so many things that have happened this year. And here at the 5x5, we've had some high points and we had some pretty low points. And hopefully as December 31st comes to a close, I can close the door on all that. I've been doing a lot of thinking, and you know, people will continue to be people, and it's only how you respond to whatever is thrown at you from people. It kind of shapes who you are, or it lets you know how strong you really are. Because, like I've said before, and I'll say it again, I can stand alone. I'm okay with that. And like I said, but I've been doing some thinking, so I'm just hoping to close the door on some of that, because with a great deal of sadness. Chapters, we end chapters all the time. Seasons do change, and you go through periods in your life where the people around you make you the happiest in your life, and then you also go through periods of your life when people around you make you sometimes the saddest in your life, whether it's family, whether it's friends, a romantic relationship. And then another thing, I with this being said, and because social media has been a has grown exponentially every year, and I think sometimes we get a false sense of friendship when we're dealing with social media personas. And I'm a social media persona, I guess you would say. But when I hit end, when I'm finished recording, I'm that same person, and I try, well, I try, I'm not always successful. I try to be a decent person, and sometimes that's not always returned in kind, and but that's okay. That's okay. And hey, it is what it is. And you can't change people, and you wonder what the end game is, and you just don't know. So hopefully in 2015, I will get discernment, and that all that will be revealed to me. Maybe I'll have an epiphany and I'm like, oh, that's what that was, and I am no longer playing a fool, but I'll still be good. And hopefully I'll still be around. Like I said, with the new job, y'all might not hear from my black ass for a while, but I probably after the first week of January, well, probably after this show, I might take a little break, just because I have a lot of things going on, and I'll need to step away and get my mind right, because sometimes we need that. So I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I just need to breathe, like Toni Braxton says. I need to breathe again, baby. But like I said, so we'll talk about a little bit the highs and lows of the 5x5. We'll go over some of the shows we talked about, and maybe some interviews that I've done. I interviewed a lot of people this year. I didn't know that, but I did. And we'll kind of traverse through 2014 here on the 5x5. Like I said, thank you guys, however, wherever, whenever you're listening to us here on the fast by fast on the 5x5. I appreciate all the listen, all the likes. Hopefully the web page will be, see, and that's really tentative right now. The web page should be updated soon. And if I actually get a good 8 hours worth of sleep without worrying, that's one thing. And I don't want to break off back into the job thing. I don't like worrying about my job, and worrying about future fires that I have to put out. I don't like that. That's not normally how I operate. And you know, it's crazy, Virgos, if we're not in control of a situation, and I know there's friends of mine that will attest to that. If we're not in control of a situation, we kind of lose it, and we're not necessarily happy when we're not in control. And that I think it's where I am now. And but I think that a little uncertainty is not bad, but I don't like a whole lot of it. But we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll start going back through 2014, and I'll tell you why I'm glad it's almost over. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
is the last call for loving. I'm so over the pain, so it's my last call. Hey Cupid, why you looking stupid? You got an arrow, don't you? Won't you use it? Dig through the bag of love, make my perfect picture, and make me love sick. I need a prescription. Why it's so different when it comes to me? How many more times can I believe before I let go of a fantasy? 'Cause it seems so real to me when your body's close to me, and when you make love to me. I'm tired of the hurt, got the house lights on, 'cause it's my last call. Last call for love and answer. Types of issues. So why is so different when it comes to me?
When it comes to me,
how many more times can I believe before I let go of the fantasy? 'Cause it's so damn real to
so
me.
Damn real to me.
When you're so close to me,
close to me.
When you make love to me, I'm tired of the hurt. Got the hurt. It's my last call.
Last call
for love and answer. Over the pain, so it's my last call. It's the last call
for love and answer.
Over the pain, so it's my last call. I've been so caught up here all this time.
While inside,
I've been slowly
dying.
I don't feel like you've been trying. Can't you see we're so divided?
And that was Miss Tracy Braxton with one of my favorite songs of 2015, ballad wise. That was Last Call, available on iTunes. One of my favorite songs comes from Tracy Braxton. You know, she's part of the Braxton clan. If you watch Braxton Family Values, she is I think she's the youngest sister. Or the second youngest. She's closest to Tamar in age, but Toni Braxton is the eldest, which I didn't know she was the eldest for a very long time, but she is the eldest. But that's one of my favorite songs of the year, and it comes from Tracy Braxton, so go girl. She has a lot of sayings, but you have to watch the show. Her album's good too. I've listened to it. It's really, really good. So check old Miss Tracy out when you get a chance. So we're back. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we're going back through 2014. I'm telling you why I'm glad it's over. Kind of. I was just looking at the top 10 shows from the 5x5 Late Night Show. You know, I had Real Talk with David and Nikki. Then I had some other hosts that joined me through this year. But, you know, Nikki's my heart, you know, and our schedules kind of changed. And sometimes you lose interest. And to kind of bang these out weekly, it's a chore. It's a chore. And but you know, I still love my girl. I'm going to see her in February because I'm going my conventions. Another big thing that happened to me this year, I went to a ton of comic book conventions, you know, from not being, well, kind of browsing through one several years ago. And this year, my area start getting them. People start setting them up, and then I start traveling to go to these comic book conventions. I think I went to a total of seven this year. I think I did the first one was PopCon, which was here in town. And the second was Indianapolis PopCon. Then I went to OMG Con, which was in Owensboro, Kentucky. Then the fourth one, I can't remember what it was, but it probably was Wizard World. It probably was Wizard World Convention. And then I went to there was another one in there, Wizard World. And after I came home, the next weekend was Owensboro CollectorCon. Oh, then there was before Owensboro CollectorCon, that we had another one area was Oktoberfest. We had one of those, and then the last one was Geek Galaxy Con. So I went to seven this year, and I got a lot of cool stuff. It's funny, I was looking at one of the past shows that I did for Fanboy Weekly, you know, here on the 5x5, which I've been trying to change those, and I haven't been doing Fanboy Weekly as much or hardly at all. One of the shows was called Where Art Thou, Lois Lane? Because I looked and looked and looked and looked for a specific comic book called Superman's Girlfriend, Lois Lane, where she was the main character. Everybody knows Lois Lane is, and it was number 106. And when it was a comic that was where Lois Lane turned to a black woman. It was during kind of the blaxploitation movement of this was like the late 60s, and it's very funny. And then my really good friend, I have to throw give him mad props and throw him a little shout out, Matt Halls, from Comics Unlimited. He found the book for me, and I was able to purchase it from him at Oktoberfest. I think it was called Oktoberfest. I was able to buy that. So that was one of my crown jewels of my collection. And not that it cost that much or it's worth that much money. It was something that I really wanted. I wanted to possess it. For me, black people and comic books, especially this, is important to me. And so I was able to get that and a couple of other keys for me from Matt this year. So thank you, Matt, so much for taking my money. And just being the good person you are, he's a really great guy, and I know I'll see him throughout the year at some of the conventions, and we need to hang out. I do consider Matt a friend, but so that happened. But in the course of that, I was looking at all the top 10. Oh, I was saying, I'm sorry. So my convention year is starting, and I'm going to Indianapolis Wizard World. Like, I went to Nashville Wizard World back in September, but I'm going to Indianapolis Wizard World. I'm still on the fence about going to San Diego Comic Con. I know another people that I met through the podcast, the Thought Bubbles podcast, which I think they're honeymooning in Florida now, or at one of the Walt Disney places, and Kristen Elaine, and great people. And I've met some really, really good people through my podcast this year. I've lost some people, not that big of a loss, but I met some really, really good people, and I consider them friends as well. I know we were talking about they went to San Diego Comic Con last year, but I don't think logistically from my work schedule I'm gonna be able to do it. I know the tickets go on sale sometime in January. We was talking about that as well, maybe the latter part. So it's possible that I'll get to buy a ticket or two, but I know it's still gonna even with my it will, I'm not gonna even say that it's gonna be expensive. So maybe this might be a 2016 thing, so I can plan a little bit better. And hell, I might not keep this job long. Long enough to pay for the trip because I'm tired, and like I said, I'm dreading 11 o'clock because I know I'm probably gonna get a phone call. But anyhow, so So this is going to start, and I haven't planned my con schedule out for the remainder of the year, well, for next year. And but I know we're going to start in February, and I'm probably going to do PopCon again. I'll do all the local ones here because there's no reason not to if I'm because I live here. But I want to do a couple big ones, like ones that I've never been to before. Like I want to do the Chicago one, although I don't know, I don't want to drive that far. I'll probably do both in Indy because Indie PopCon was good last year. And then that's another thing. Through the podcast, I was afforded a lot of press passes to where that let me come experience it for free. You know, we love free as part of the press, and I was able to blog about it. So you can always, you can catch all those old shows here on Spreaker.com, or if you subscribe to Fanboy Weekly on iTunes, or even the 5x5 Late Night Show. I've blogged about and talked about those, all the cons that I went to. And they're also on the website with pictures. But I was looking at old shows, and the number one show, which I don't have any reason, I can't remember what I was doing, what I was talking about, because I looked at the description, and the title is called Lost in Emotion. That was the number one show for me for 2014. I did it on July 16th, and it was it's called Lost in Emotion. It was, and I used a song by Lisa and Cult Jam called Lost in Emotion. Remember that song, Lost in Emotion? And I should play the songs, right? And what the description said, I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking. And it seems like when I do that, when I have nothing planned, I'm so much better when I don't plan out what I'm going to talk about. If I have some, like a couple subjects, but not so completely, because when I first started, I want to have everything written down and you got to hit this point, hit this point, hit this point. Now I just kind of go with the flow. I go where the spirit moves me. And and I'm better that way. I'm a little bit better off the cuff than I am kind of structured and all that kind of good stuff. But that was the number one show of the 5x5 podcast, the late night show. Number two, Ain't Nobody Got Time for That, which was recent. That was in November of 2018. And that was the most downloaded and plays. The most liked was Deliver Us from Felicia. Now, and well, they tie with It's Not Right, But It's Okay. And that happened in October and November because there was some podcast drama going on that I'm not going to speak on because it's neither here nor there at this point, because it just isn't. But I guess when I'm talking all that smack, people want to listen to it. But they were the most liked shows from the 5x5 podcast this year. Also one that I did way back early in the year called Clearance Cupcakes and Stuff. And some of these names that I named some of these podcasts, I don't know where they came from. I couldn't tell you. We'll finish the top 10. Lost in Emotion, number one. Ain't Nobody Got Time for That, number two. Deliver Us from Felicia, number three. It's Not Right, But It's Okay, number four. New Dress, number five. Thankful, number six. And these are all recent. Taste Like Hate, which kind of started the downfall that they gave us. Deliver Us from Felicia and It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Taste Like Hate, my time at Chick-fil-A and the whole French fry debauchery. Biatch, which was in July 2009. That was number nine. And number 10 with The Truth About Big Feet. That rounds out our top 10. Also, I was able to add our podcast to the Pride 48 channel. Love the guys over there at Pride 48, but I just couldn't do it. I was just doing too much, and I really can't do it now because of the new job. But I still like those guys, and I still support them, and I'm always kind of hanging out in the group. But if you want some other podcasts that's more LGBT or LGBT friendly, check out the Fellas and chicks over there on Pride 48 because they gave me a chance to bring what I do. It just didn't, my show, I don't think, really translated to Pride 48, although it was picking up steam. But it was picking up steam, and then I just couldn't do it anymore because I didn't have the time. And but you know, it is what it is. But what else do we have here? We talked about Goodbye Burrito. That was the time I almost got kicked out of Chick-fil-A. And that, I got almost kicked out of a lot of restaurants this year. What's up with that? That was Chipotle, Penis Envy, A Long Way Down, How Do You Say, Don't Look Down, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like, No Profile Pic. Remember No Profile Pic? I talked about when you're online and you're doing the online dating thing and somebody wants to talk to you and they want to see all your pictures, but as soon as you ask for the pic, you can't get one. Right. So remember that? I talked about that. I was called Deontay on my birthday for my birthday show. What else was it? Dun, 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 dun. Solange wins. I talked about the fight between Solange and Jay-Z during the Met Gala when she kind of punched, slapped, and kicked him in an elevator. And then Beyonce made fun of it in a song because it wasn't that too serious for her. It's a Shame, the Christmas Party Snub. Now that was in December, so that's of last year, so that's over a year old. I just can't believe I'm still doing this a year later, which is remarkable, to say the least. But, you know, I'm still having fun with it, and I guess I'll continue to do it till I'm not having fun with it. When we come back, we'll hear some of the interviews that I did last year, and we'll talk some more. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Look back at 2014 and why I'm glad it's over. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
On that Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm Billy and Rick like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was no pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Round, round in it, flossing on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good.
Got that yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them bitches thirsty. I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs. Barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me.
probe before. I know they hope I fall, but tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream, fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curve delicious, pussy serves delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap, slaying with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phased blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram under the flawless pit. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on they grizzly. Throw their ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. He want Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
Right. Welcome back. This is 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. And we're just going back. We're about 30 minutes to go on our look back at 2014 until I see you guys again one day in 2015. I'm not going to give you a date because I don't even know. There might be, I might like repost the old show, and I really can't say. But anyhow, thank you guys for listening. I have to give some shout outs to some of my favorite shows, are people who support the show and has been around. I had this first Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network, the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network. He's always been a supporter of the show, and so check him out. He's on Spreaker.com. Of course, my good friends, Kristen Lamb from the Thought Bubbles podcast, always very supportive, in person and online. Who else is out there? Jada Productions. There's a few others, Blake and Jade, Grandpa Al, there's a few other, I can't think of everybody. This is the part I should have wrote down because you know my mind ain't right. let's see who else listens to the show. Apocalypse, Desert Rose, Todd Morris. Who else is out there that listens? Chris Top. There's a lot of good shows here on Spreaker, and some of those are not on Spreaker, but all those guys are very good. Timmy Sims from Audio Boom, and then all the people on Pride 48, like listen to those guys. Friends of the show, Matthew Raven Rendell, just a lot of people, you know, and so check those guys out. If you haven't checked those podcasts out, you can subscribe to a good majority of those on iTunes. So look those up. You might have to rewind this later and get all those names. Page for Yeti, people that I met at another good, two great guys, Delvis and the King, from Page for Yeti, independent comic book creators. Met those guys, interviewed those guys at Geek Galaxy this past November. So a lot of good people, a lot of good things. Hope to have those guys back on, and as well a few others. Again, I can't say thank you enough, because if nobody was listening to me, I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't be doing it. Because although I think talking out loud and talking things out is good therapy, I also think that it's awful lonely if nobody's listening to you. I will say, from an interview standpoint, I interviewed a lot of great people this year, and I didn't even know how far I went back. I think the first interview I did of the year was Jason Dotley, when I was a part of another podcast. Talked to him. He's still a friend of the show. He's still a friend. Great guy, funny guy, cute guy. Jason Dotley's from Sordid Lies fame. And, of course, he's doing his music right now. But, hey, Jason. And then also Alan Chin, author, writer, All around great, great person, and just get a great vibe from him. Great vibe from him. Then I spoke to Joe Field, the creator of Free Comic Book Day. I talked to him earlier this year. So you can find all these normally on the Real Talk with David and Nikki. That's where a lot of the interviews are. Trevor Wayne. Trevor Wayne graced the 5x5 this year with his brand of funny and such a sexy guy and tattooed up and the sexiest Garbage Pail Kid I've ever seen. But you can check him out at trevorwayne.com for some of his art. And check out the Horror Banana. I thought that was kind of fun. And that's when I was really green. I was still scared to talk to people, you know, do interviews because, you know, you have that moment like, who do I think I am? You know, I'm not a professional, you know, but I got over that pretty quick. So Joe Field from Free Comic Book Day, which is May 2nd this year in 2015. And then I talked to some people during the conventions, but the number one interview of 2014 goes to Diana Greenhalgh, a Canadian artist and inker that works for that does stuff for Marvel. Such a pleasant person and an amazing talent. We talked to her and such a sweetheart, and much success to you, Diana. Thank you for being on the show. We talked a long time about a lot of different stuff, so check that out. That was the number one interview of 2014, goes to Miss Greenhalgh. So check her out. I also talked to some different people during the course of the year. Mostly I talked to a lot of people during the Oktoberfest. Victor Miller, the writer of the first Jason Friday the 13th movie, and here's a little excerpt from what we talked about at Oktoberfest.
Here we go. We're standing here with Victor Miller, the original scriptwriter for Friday the 13th. How do you become the first?
You become the first by being almost starving, by having a wife and two kids and a mortgage, and saying, well, I better write something soon that actually sells. And so I had been doing some movies with Sean Cunningham before, and he called me one day and said, Halloween's making a lot of money, let's rip it off. So I went to see Halloween, figured out how to write horror movies, and the rest is cinematic history.
It really is. You know, it's one of the most iconic characters from the horror genre. And, you know, where did Jason Voorhees come from? Like, because I know I read that, you know, the original villain was the mother.
The original villain is the mother, and yeah. And rightly so. And the reason she's the mother is that I had a personal interest in that, because my own mother was a person who, had I drowned, would have said, it's your own damn fault. Whereas Mrs. Voorhees was the mother who said, if anybody's mean to my son or bad to him, I will kill him. And that's the kind of mom I always fantasized about.
I was Victor Miller, the writer of the first Friday, the one that started all the Friday 13th, and obviously he's still getting paid every time. And they did like 27 movies or something like that. Not really, but this is a lot of them. But so we talked to him. That was fun. And like I think the highlights of my year here on the 5x5 or what I've done, you know, as a result of, you know, having the podcast, was going to the conventions. Probably my best convention of the year would have been Nashville. I want to say Nashville Wizard World, but it's probably more like Indianapolis PopCon. It was really, really good. And that was the first like major convention, because I met Nicholas Brandon, because you know he's writing on, well, he shares some writing duties on the Dark Horse comic Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 10, and I had the first copy that he actually wrote on, And he actually did the shirt writing duties on, and he signed it and took a picture. So you can see those pictures on One Funny Guy on Instagram, the number one, FUNNYGUY. You can see those pictures, but you have to scroll. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And another big thing that I did this year was I started a collection that I probably never should have started. And my friends that collect them are no help, because we all kind of geek out and share information about them. And that is the Funko vinyl pop figures. You know, little caricatures of the comic book characters, of the television characters from different television shows and movie characters and cartoon, all that nonsense. I probably now have well in excess over 50 of these things, and I won't stop buying them. I can't help myself. And that probably that's one of my biggest I wouldn't say flaw this year, but that's big. It's pretty big, because it's an expensive hobby collection, because they're like anywhere from $9 to $15 a piece. Now here and there you can find some really inexpensive ones. I think the cheapest ones I've ever got were like $4 at like a little resale shop. But yeah, I've been collecting all of them, and there's more that I want. Most recently, the Storm X-Men pop figure that was just released. I'm like, yeah, I need to stop. So very expensive hobby, and hopefully in 2015 I will pull back on collecting those, because it's not necessarily cheap to keep on buying those things. But excuse me, and that was kind of gross, right? I mean, a little harsh. So what else? We also talked to Butch, what's his name? Butch Miller, not Butch Miller, Butch Patrick. Butch Patrick, I thought he wasn't that nice to me, from the Adams. No. Ooh, see, I'm already throwing some shade. From the Munsters. He played Eddie Munster. I spoke to him. I spoke to a group out of Louisville, Kentucky, called Sussex County, which they're doing like a television show inspired by Friday the 13th. Not necessarily using some of the mythology. And you know how they did Wicked, the book Wicked, which was based on what happened before Dorothy got to Oz. Well, they're sort of doing that type of thing, and really great guys and very ambitious, and wish them the best of luck in all their artistic endeavors. But just to wrap up a little bit, well, you know what? We'll take a little break, and then when we come back, we'll just say a few things, and I won't talk too much. I have had a lot of stuff queued up, but you know, I'm like I said, I'm probably going to work here in a little bit, and I'm gonna be really, really mad, but hopefully I'll get to sleep and I'll get a good night. Well, I had to get up at 7 anyhow, so I'll probably go into bed here shortly. It is a 5x5 late night show. We'll be right back.
I'm not gay no more.
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 I am delivered.
I'm delivered.
I don't like men no more.
No more.
I saw like women.
I said like women.
Women, 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 women. I will love a woman.
I guess y'all heard me singing during that, but that was remember the guy from the Kojic convention in St. Louis who denounced his homosexuality, and he went on this kind of I'm gay no more tirade and all that nonsense. Boy, bye. Nobody is listening to all that. Well, that was a little song that they made after it. But just to finish up, because I don't know, I don't really have much to talk about, I guess. Although it was a full year, and I had a great time here. You know, people, the little Facebook things now that they have, the little whatever you do on Facebook with, and it says, thank you for the year. Most of my stuff was from the comic book convention. So I would have to say, and I've said it a couple times tonight, those were my highlights, and hopefully I'll have more moments like this this year. And maybe I won't be single in 2015. Is anybody wanting to be wifey'd or hubbied up in 2015? You know, I'm at the age now, I'm like, eh, I really don't like people that much. Well, and not in that sense, in the sense that, you know, space and I sometimes like complete silence and being quiet, and I don't want to be bothered with nobody. Maybe I'll get a dog or something. I have a dog. He doesn't help much. But, well, maybe, you know, I did get asked on a date. Somebody did stalk me on Facebook. Well, they stalked one of my friends, happened to see me out this either on Christmas Eve or the day after Christmas. They happened to see me out and about. And so they stalked somebody that they see me talking to that they're friends with on Facebook. And they told me my name. So from their page, they found my page and sent me a message and asked me out. I haven't responded yet. Nothing. My thing is, I'm like, is that crazy or is it endearing? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Another fun thing I had doing on the 5x5 was all the quizzes that I'd done this year. Now, I did a nerd quiz. I did what Buffy character you are, what Peanuts character are you, what type of personality are you. The last one I did was probably my favorite. It was like, how evil are you? But people always say I'm so mean. I'm like, I'm not mean. I'm just right, and you don't like it. That, well, it's kind of a joke, but not really. So hopefully in 2015, I will bring you guys some more interviews, some more guests. I do want to do a collaborative show. I don't know how I want to do it, you know, with my schedule as it is. I'm still thinking about that, but my favorite movie of 2014 was Guardians of the Galaxy. Favorite television show, I'm going to hate to say it, because it's The Flash is probably my favorite television show right now. Although Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they don't normally really, really pick up steam. Although the mid-season finale was crazy entertaining, with the introduction of the Inhumans. Flash is still my number one, because they're doing everything that they're supposed to do every week. I love the Arrow, but it's kind of a slow burn this year. We won't have to worry about Constantine anymore, because it'll be gone. What else? Although I'm liking How to Get Away with Murder, I start watching that. But no, Flash was my number one show of the year. Do I have a number one song? It would probably be Beyonce. Although it's not a song, anything that she's done. I don't get a lot of new music anymore. I don't really listen to the radio, because now I'm always on my phone when I'm in my car. But I don't think that I have a really number one song. But probably the Flawless remix was probably my number one song, because, you know, that album was really released in 2013. It just kind of, Drunken Love was big for me for 2014. I played that a lot. But what else? I don't think there's anything else, really. I'm going to try to prepare myself to go to work just in case I have to go, or I can fall asleep and then the phone can ring for a couple of hours, then I'll go in. But anyhow, thank you guys for being such inspiration to me for 2015. This is really not why I'm glad 2014 is over. Did I really talk about that? the reason why I'm glad, and I think I said at the beginning of the show, I can close the door on some of the drama that I experience, you know, in the show, with the show, some of the personal life drama. Hopefully some of that stuff will close and I can let that go. And but you know, I'm still going to do me in 2015. That's never going to change. And that's why I am 5x5, excellent strength and perfect clarity. We will see you in the new year, everybody. You guys have a great one. Be safe if you plan on going out tomorrow. And we'll see you in 2015. Good night. Bye.